You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of James, chapter 1 and verse 21. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your soul. The word of God is the only instrument by which the soul can be saved. This scripture is written to people who are already saved. And yet the scripture is saying, which is able to save your souls. When you give your life to Jesus, when you place your faith in Jesus, when you repent of your sin and believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, you receive the life of God. Your spirit man is regenerated, recreated. You become born again. But your mind is not renewed. And as long as your mind is not renewed, in this life, you will not be different from unbelievers. You will suffer things you have no business to suffer. That is why it is a great disservice to your soul for you to go to places where the word of God is not being taught. And I can tell you honestly, with all sense of responsibility, that many of the places we call churches today, the word of God is not being taught. They are not designed to grow you. They are only designed to make you. It's like a company. They want to offer you something and take something from you. It's not about growing you. When you go to a place where somebody is telling you that the reason why Job lost everything was because he wasn't paying tithe, or somebody said the reason why Job faced those problems was because he was thinking about it, that he could have it. If those are the kind of places that you are going, where they are telling you your enemy will not see the following year, you see, those kind of people are not out to grow you. Their aim is not to enable you to know the Lord. It is not going to profit you. However, if you also do not learn to receive the word of God with meekness, it will not profit you. Many do not know how to receive the word of God with meekness. You see, a meek man, when he hears the word of God, he says, "Be it to me according to your word." He says, "Is this what the word of God says?" Then the matter is settled. But those who are not meek, they rationalize, they argue. You hear something like, "It's not easy. It's not easy." Has God called you to obey him in your own strength? Has he not given us his own very self to work out in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure? Did you know there is no word of God that is difficult? Part of the challenge we are having today is that people have not received the word of God with meekness. They can't even receive it. So when you read a passage that says to you that, "Wife, submit yourself to your own husband," you argue it, you defend it, you defend yourself, you give 1,000 reasons why this man does not deserve your submission. When the word of God says, "Husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church," an unconditional love, you know, Jesus said, "I will neither leave you nor forsake you." If you are a true follower of Christ and you are loving your wife as Christ loved the church, you will never forsake that woman. You will never abandon that woman. But you will rationalize. You will give reasons why you have to run away from your marriage. Why? Because you do not want to receive the word of God. You don't receive the word of God. The word of God has to be received with meekness. Once it is God's word, there's no argument about it. He says you should love your enemy. You don't begin to justify yourself, rationalize why you can't love your enemy. You simply say, "Lord Jesus, I can do all things through you. Give me grace to love my enemies." Even Jesus said, "Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly at heart." Only those who receive the word of God with meekness will have their soul saved. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 78 52. God bless you.